Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talks.
Here comes the money. Money, 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 money.
Dollar, dollar.
What's up, everybody, man? Welcome back to your favorite sports podcast, Talk That Talk, man. I'm your boy, JD.
Your boy, Big E.
Your boy, Mike.
What's up, Eric? What's up, boys, man? This past weekend was so crazy. College game day came to tick, and we showed out. Excited. What are your thoughts on the game? I know we should have scored some points, but, man, what a weekend it was.
Got the job done. And miss me? Hey, we got the job done. That's all that matters. We got out of there with a W. We did not let the big game upset us, and defense stood the fuck out, man. J-Rod for Heisman is alive. Let's go.
J-Rod for Heisman is legit. It's legit now.
It is.
It was rocking, it is. Man. Game. I'm waking up early, woke up just for game day, watched it start to finish. Man, it was crazy out there. And I was watching through the TV. I can just imagine being out there.
Man, bro, there's what time
are you up, bro? What time did you get up that morning?
Let's hear JD. Let's hear about your day, man. Let's hear about
the
college
game. A day in the life. Take
hey,
me
man,
through
we,
it.
We started off Friday, man. It was Friday night. Had some friends come to town from Dallas. My boy Ryan and his friends, his parents, and Hannah came down. Man, went to Triple J's. Went to go have dinner. Went down to Broadway Chimneys, Crickets, man. Left home a little early, like 12 o'clock. Woke up at 6 in the morning, man. Got ready, got out there at 7 in the morning, college game day, bro. There were so many people. So many people. Sean was out there, my boy Sean, he knows. It was a crazy experience, man. So many people out there. I couldn't, you know, we were so far behind because people were lining up at 4 in the morning and whatnot. So we were out there, man. We ended up finding the game day kick. That's where we were. We were behind the Fogo, where they kicked the $500,000 kick, Pat McAfee. So that was fun, man. It was just so many people out there seeing everything that was out there, the experience. It was so great, man. I wouldn't miss it for the world. And first time since 2008, man, when Texas came in 2-0 when college game day is here. So such a great, great morning, man. And obviously the game. Defense showed out. The stadium was loud. The stripe out was perfect. I mean, hey, there's nothing more you can ask than winning on college game day. That's for sure.
And it wasn't just a win, guys. Like, this was a fuck. It could have been an absolute embarrassment to BYU, and they're lucky we didn't. But you know, a few missed balls, a few drops, and a few bad balls from Barron is what held us back from absolutely embarrassing these guys. But our defense came through. We stood tall, and college game day was absolutely like the atmosphere in Lubbock, like you could just feel it through the TV, bro. Like it was insane. Like I wasn't there, but I was watching it, and like it just felt different. And just seeing a winning culture, a winning atmosphere in Lubbock, guys, we're not used to winning those games. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In the past, you know, big games like that, big opportunities, Texas Tech usually comes up short in those. And for them to blow these dudes out like that and win the game, man, the energy right now and the vibes in Lubbock are just, man, everyone's thinking about that natty.
They're high. They're high.
Oh, they are high. They are sky high right now, and for good fucking reason.
We're ranked sixth right now, Mike. What's your thoughts on that? Only going up.
I mean, it's only up, man. We control our own fate. We control our own destiny into this playoff, and that's where you want to be. That's the perfect spot. Like you said, this deep. You got it. You can't let this defense go to waste this year. I'm sorry, but you can't.
Mm-mm.
This is the time where people that are rooting against Tech are waiting for their downfall. And it just so happens that this year they're just going to have to be disappointed, man, because Tech's riding this wave. They're riding all this energy that we got. You saw it on game day, like Big E said. You can feel it through the TV, so being there was crazy. I passed by on Marshall Sharp, passed by looking, and it was crazy right there. I felt it even driving by, so I can just imagine. So what a time, man. What a time to be a Tech fan. Just what a time to be a Red Raider, man.
I'm excited. Ranked sixth in the college football playoffs. The head of the committee said the only reason we're not top five is because our offense was a little shaky. Kicking five field goals is tough, you know.
Yeah, that's
like you said, Biggie, this game should have been a blowout. We should have scored 50 on these dudes. And
Get out of 50
we should
ball.
be five, we should be four, we should have that bye seed. I feel if we go and win the
It's
Big
gonna
12, we should be a
happen.
four.
It's gonna happen, JD. I think we have two games left. Here's what I'm thinking. Spread's 23 points. Vegas kind of knows what the fuck's gonna happen this week. We got a blowout. If we could put up 40 and our defense stays stout, this Tech team is very dangerous right now. They are head hunting. They are wanting to blow teams out to get in that top five, top four spot. So we could put up 40 back to back weeks.
Easy, easy, we could.
Number four seed is ours. We go in Big 12 championship. We win it. That solidifies it. I mean, you're looking at 2 to 3 spot. You know what I mean?
You're flirting with that three spot.
You're flirting with the 2 and 3, and that's if, these other teams, these top seeds, what if they lose their championship game? Like, a lot can happen in these next few games, and I think Texas Tech has the advantage over a lot of these teams right now. A lot of these teams to be able to
I just
secure.
don't want the committee to hoe us with 11-1 SEC team over our 12-1 Big 12 champ. That's the only thing.
I think
'Cause that's
that's where the committee needs to come in and just respect the defense and give respect to them of how good they are. And hopefully Barron got this team rolling these next few weeks to really solidify that we got not
Dude,
only defense but offense too, putting
it's
up
crazy
40.
that this offense, that this Texas Tech team is starting to become ceilinged by Barron Morton. It's a lot of what's going on with my other team. I'm not gonna talk about them, but our quarterback is holding us back. You know what I mean? Quarterback play is holding back this team from being great. And
Taking
I
sacks when
need
you're supposed to.
Barron Morton, lock the fuck in, fam. Lock in. You got a natty, a national championship football team competitive. Like, we are here to compete for a natty this year. I need you to lock in, bro. Keep it clean.
And
And
we're
you're in the
running the
red zone, bro.
ball.
We gotta score in the red.
We're running the ball like we've never had before, either. Like, that should
That's
make
because
it
we
a lot
had,
easier, you
and
know?
that's because we had Taj Brooks last year. We're still rolling like this.
There's gonna be that team in the playoffs, boys. They're gonna say, "Let's make Barron beat us with his arm." They're gonna load the box, stop our run, and it's gonna come down to Barron beating him with his arm. Just hope he's ready for that, man. Hope he's ready for that opportunity
He
because
has to be. He has
it's
no
coming
choice
quick.
but to be ready for that.
Yeah, when
I
this
mean,
is it.
we do got another bye after UCF this week. And like you said, that 24.5 spread should cover easy, but we got a bye and then we go to West Virginia. So that should be a good little break, get healthy a little bit more. 'Cause he was limping that whole damn game, I felt like. So, but.
No, honestly, perfect time for a bye. Honestly, ride the run game as much as you can, man, and ride into that bye, come out with a game plan. Let's get rolling,
Yeah,
because that
please.
Big 12 championship is right there.
Sir, December
It's
6th,
all the way to
the
the
Jerry World.
Big 12 championship, boys.
All the way to Jerry World.
Gives
Maybe
me
see
goosebumps
BYU
just
again. Hey,
talking about it, man.
BYU fell out the top 12. That's tough.
Well, yeah, when you get skunked. When you
Over
get
two loss,
skunked,
Oklahoma, Texas, and Notre Dame.
talking all that shit and you get skunked.
Hey, what do you think about us rushing the field? I didn't like that. We're the better team. We're supposed to win.
I don't think it was a rush. I think it was more of a thank you for coming. They let a few fans on the field. It wasn't an absolute storm. But I don't like it either, miss me. Hey,
Hey,
we gotta act like we've been here
man,
before.
you're better than
Act
us.
like you belong here.
Hey,
Let's
better than
go. Come
us.
on.
Man, all you needed was get home safe, have a good night, see you next week. That's all they should have
Thank you for
gotten.
not throwing tortillas.
Yeah, see you next week. That's it. See you next week to handle business again.
It was fun. It was
Where do you
fun.
think, JD, where do you think are you or where do you think Texas Tech is, like, as far as, competing with these SEC teams? Do you see Coach Joey being up there with those big dogs and where he has his
Oh,
team? Do you feel like we
100%.
belong here in this top five
100%.
conversation?
We're still getting disrespected to this day. Our defense is the best in the country, and I stand on that. Best in the country. Offense, we're gonna have to score some points because SEC defenses are good. They're we're about there. But I think we compete, and I'm ready to see. I'm excited to see. I do want to see an SEC team for sure, or a Big Ten team in Ohio State, Indiana, because I do think we compete, and we can win against these teams 100%. Behind this defense, we can win. We can beat anybody 100%.
Absolutely.
100%.
Yeah, we can put up points with the best one.
As long as
We
Barron
just
don't take these unnecessary sacks and these unnecessary throws that he did against
and
BYU, we should be
stop
fine.
limping. I need you to stop limping, bro. Please.
Yeah, bro, I need to
Please.
stay in that training room
Give
all
him my
weekend.
knee. I'll give him my knee
Hey,
right now. I don't care.
your knees hurt too. What do you mean?
Yeah,
Oh,
y'all
gosh.
both the same right
I'm
now,
both limping out there on the field,
man.
Stay healthy, Baron. Please, we can't. I can't. I like, you know how tough that is, man, to see him limping and knowing that we're at the end of the season.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
Scary. It's scary, man. And if we go up by 20 plus this weekend, I mean, do you pull him?
yeah.
All right.
Mitch Griffs is nice. He has an he's third year quarterback out of Wake Forest.
You guys start getting him ready?
He came in. Yeah, I mean, if he's gonna be the quarterback of the future, might as well. I mean, he came in after Will Hammond got hurt. He did his thing. So, I mean, I think against these teams in UCF and West Virginia, we should be. Our defense by itself win this game, win those games.
Yeah, no, that'd be perfect. That'd be a perfect scenario. Just handle business first half, sit him second half. That's it.
We gotta help Barron out too, though. Make a play for him. You know what I mean? Like
Yeah, no, that was,
our receivers gotta make
yeah.
a play for him. He throws the ball to you, bro, in the end zone. I mean, right through your hands twice. We gotta make a play for him, man. Make a play
Yeah.
for Barron. Help him out.
Yeah.
Help him out.
How many field goals?
We gotta start getting him going too in a tempo. Joey's got to start getting him some, drags, some comebacks, some outs.
And
Get him
at
going,
the
get a tempo, and then we rip it. You know what I
and
mean?
at the beginning of that game, I felt like he was trying to go for it all. He wasn't taking what
Yeah,
he could
taking
get, like,
shots way too early.
yep,
Yeah.
and just take what the defenses give you. And he started doing that towards the end, but I mean, you got to start from the beginning against teams, great teams.
We need to get Barron going in drags, outs, comebacks, ends, and I think that allows Barron to be great and get his confidence, his swagger, and then that's where he takes that shot and he hits it. But I don't know, man. We gotta find a way to get this offense going for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Can't even imagine if we get it, if we stay at the 5 seed, get a home playoff game. Boy.
Boy,
thought Lubbock was bad in the natty for the basketball game. Good
Boy.
gosh.
And then how expensive these tickets is
Go
gonna
put
be.
the scooters
Obviously.
up, lock them up, take them far away from Broadway. If you've got your car parked, if you want to total it, go ahead and go park it on Broadway.
Oh yeah, these tickets are gonna be crazy.
Oh
I'm the
yeah, it's
prediction
about to
right
be
now. We got
wild.
Miami. Miami would be coming to town if it was to end today, which still be live, but I mean, shoosh.
I
Who
ain't worried
knows?
about Carson.
Anyway, yeah, I ain't worried about that. We take care of that all day long,
Oh,
boy.
we handling
Take
him
care of that
easy,
all day
though.
long.
Oh yeah.
We putting him in a bottle.
They handling his goofy ass.
He ain't know what to do, man, for real.
What's a Miami Hurricane to this West Texas weather, man? Come on, get out
Man.
of here.
Oh, it's gonna be
It
cold. It's gonna be cold
is gonna
over
be
here.
cold. It is gonna be
It's
cold.
gonna be cold.
We're gonna play that to our advantage, man. I'm telling you. That's gonna come in for us.
From Saturday to Sunday, boys, times were off. Excited for the second half of the season. You know, for me at least. Hopefully Cam can turn it around. But boys, both of y'all teams, tough week. I mean, I don't think either team scored more than 20 points combined. So, any thoughts? Biggie, start with you first, man. It was a tough one because I felt
Yeah,
like y'all
man.
should have won.
Yeah, I mean, for the Broncos right now is we're gonna win games how we're gonna win games. And right now, man, in the NFL, it's hard to win games in the NFL. Mostly on you're in an 8-game bend. You're on an 8-game bender. We have not had a bye. We're just trying to get through and win games how we can. We have injuries all over, and it's no excuse for Bo Nix for the type of a game he's playing right now. I think Bo's definitely needs to step it up, and he's got to find a way to. Sean Payton's got to help him out too. Like we've seen it, we know that Bo works great in a tempo offense. You got to get him going. Let him find his swagger, let him find his confidence, and then that's where he start hitting his deep balls. But Just the offensive play calling, man, it has not been it. I've not been happy with it. I feel like we have our identity figured out for 2 or 3 weeks, and then boom, we're a completely different team, and our offense looks completely different. But best defense in the league, how are we gonna lose if you can't score? You know what I mean? How are you gonna lose if you cannot score on us? Bo, we just need you to do enough. I don't need you to be a superhero, but I just need you to do enough to be behind this defense and go score a few points, man. Go score a few points. Our 2015 team, when we won the Super Bowl, kind of the same way. Peyton Manning's numbers were atrocious, bro. He had his season that he was having was not a good season. And this defense is probably, if not better, than that 2015 no-fly zone. So we're gonna go as far as we as this defense is gonna take us. And hey, we got a real test, true test coming in into Denver. We're leading the AFC West right now. The only way they can get back in the talks and the runnings for it is if they beat us. So, AFC West right now runs through Denver, and for the Broncos, if you want to win the West, you got to beat the Chiefs. It run it, it if we're being honest, it runs through KC. The West belongs to KC. And if you want to win it, you got
How
to
many
beat.
years?
Since Pat got in the league, bro.
It's gotta
8 years.
go take it. You gotta go take it from him.
I mean, coming
So,
off a bye too. They're coming off a bye. They're ready.
coming
This is
off a
gonna be a
bye,
great game.
we're going into our bye. You know what I mean? So I think it's a lot. Both teams know like what the fuck's up. Let's go get this dub. Let's go take our break. Going to the bye feeling
I hope
great,
this is a
bro.
good game because there ain't been many good football games these past couple of weeks.
Oh, it's gonna be
But
a great game, man. Great defensive battle. Give me the Broncos. This is the game. Bo Nix silenced the critics. Silences everybody. Bo Nix comes back and he's gonna be the one to win us this game, not the defense. Bo Nix, 27 points, 29 for 32, 320 yards, four TDs. Let's go.
Mike, and you're kind of in the same situation here. Defense doing good, and Jordan Love's been playing a little inconsistent, just like Bo. But so far, in the same team right now.
I wish I was in the same situation. The only thing is, man, he's winning. Broncos are winning. Packers doing the opposite. But like you said there, man, not the best defense in the league, but we still got a top 10 defense in the league. And I mean, you look at our last games, bro. Our L's, every L, the opponents put up 13, 16, and the fucking Eagles. Defend the champ, they just put up 10. That's it. And we lost that game because of missed field goals. And like I said, Jordan Love inconsistent. But looking on paper, man, his stats wise, he's having a good year. Right now, the issue is Matt LaFleur. And honestly,
LaFleur.
it's been, I haven't had
Peter
this thought,
LaFleur.
Matt LaFleur.
Should know about
Come on now.
that.
Ever since he's been hired, man, with Aaron Rodgers and now, I have never ever thought this thought until after this past week. I got to see if that seat heats up a little bit. If that seat still got a burner, man, because
It's starting to warm up.
it's starting to, I got to see if it still works. I got to get something on him, man, because right now he's not doing it. There's no way you got this defense and we're paying Jordan Love 200 and some million. We got Josh Jacobs back there, and we're only putting up 7 points, 13 points. Something's
And
got to give,
turn
man.
and watching that game Monday, man, it just same thing like when I was watching the Broncos, like you're watching it, right, Mike? And it's like, there's no way we lose this game. There's no way. Like, we're gonna
We
come
pull it
out on
out.
top of
Like
this. Yeah, we're gonna pull this one out. Like, we'll
we're gonna
find a
pull
way
it
to
out.
score. And same thing for the Broncos, bro. We just fucking didn't score. Like, it was just a nail biter the whole game. And it came down to turnovers.
Who scored? Both of y'all. Who
And
scored for both of y'all, honestly?
Troy Franklin scored our touchdown and we kicked a field goal 10-7.
Josh Jacobs. Josh Jacobs.
Jacobs.
No, they're just our best drive. And he scores. Best drive of the game. Sorry, I mean, it's too late. That was in the fourth fucking quarter.
Man, I need to go
Man,
to
bro,
the
I really
stove
thought
bad.
y'all were gonna come back at the end when they went for it on fourth down. I said, "You fucking idiot, you
Oh
idiot!"
yeah,
And then Jordan Love trots out there, Bro, we just need fucking 10, 15 yards, Matt LaFleur.
Matt
Throw an out
Kluber.
route. Work the outside. Work the outside. Couldn't get 10 yards for B-Mac, bro. I think if B-Mac trots out there with a 55, 56 yarder, 60.
He has a chance.
Yeah, he's going to bang it. But that
honestly,
last kick, bro, it just wasn't like the whole setup. It just
Man,
wasn't
60
it.
yards. That shit was tough.
Honestly, I think B-Mac got to go too. I ain't even going to lie to you.
God damn.
B-Mac got to go too.
God damn.
We had, but here's the thing. We had a rookie kicker come in like 3 weeks ago. And first game he plays, he breaks the Packers all-time record for longest field goal. And here we
Damn.
got injured-ass McManus hobbling out there. Old-ass trying to kick.
He almost had it.
Almost
Gotta
had
be
it.
quicker than that.
Gotta be quicker than that. Yeah.
That was,
So, yeah.
He
But
lined
like I
up
said,
for it. I said, hey, I was, man, vintage McManus, bro. Gave me flashbacks to the Broncos. I was like,
oh, where's the
shit,
term?
hey, they don't know B-Mac like that. Like, he went out there and I said, shit, he might hit. I was telling Sis, he might hit this.
He's
And
damn near.
that first kick, he
He
needed
was
probably
right
what,
on.
two, what do you think, two more yards, Mike?
2 yards.
Yeah.
Bro, give me a little ooh. Is when you kick that
Yeah.
next one, you're gonna make it.
Good little, put a little more flight on it.
And then that second
And
kick, I don't know what it was,
my
but
second kick just was not it. Yeah, I
this
don't know what
offense
happened.
is predictable. I think on that fourth down, the Eagles called out our play. So like that's
Yes,
a
bro. They said inside zone to the right side.
that's a tell you all you need to know.
God, that is
Right there.
crazy, bro. Even the
So,
fans know inside zone's coming.
yeah, I knew it was coming.
Everybody knew that was coming.
You paying Jordan Love all that money, bro. You got to put the ball in his hands
You got
last
to let him
drive.
loose, man.
Fuck
You got to
that.
let him loose. You got
Yeah.
to let him loose. Can't let this division slip from us. Got to figure out something, man. Let's get
Still in the lead?
before it
Still in the
gets too
lead?
late. Fuck,
No.
number, we dropped to third place.
Lions and Bears
Oh,
6-3.
fuck.
We dropped to third place.
Bears low key
Jesus.
just in there, just sneaking in there.
Sneaking in. That's why I need the Vikings bad this weekend. I need them bad.
Bears just I'm hanging around.
Just hanging around.
Hanging
They ain't
around.
worried about us.
Nah. Ben Johnson doing his thing over there, man. He really is.
Yeah, he is. He doing this thing
He is.
over
And Lions are going to be the Lions, man. So
there.
we got to have something, man. Something's got to flip around for Green Bay if we want to be a contender.
To talk that talk, they
Still.
could hit this week. It could hit this week.
Hey.
Talk that
Oh,
talk, Lay.
yeah.
Talk that talk, Lay could fucking bang, boys.
And
Could.
here's the thing about this weekend, man. It's either Green Bay's gonna dominate or we're gonna get fucking embarrassed by Jameis Winston. It's no in
Jameis
between.
Winston.
No in between.
If Mike, and I hate to, if that happens, you starting to worry.
Matt's gone.
Oh
Matt's gone.
God.
Out of
Seats
there. Gotta go.
just like
Seats
that.
on fire. I'm sorry, Matt. It's on fire. That Komat is on fire right now. This is
Burning.
fucking hot.
Trying to flip a tortilla with
Oh
your hands.
man. Yeah, man. That's how hot I needed to get. Hot.
That was tough,
Yeah, I
man.
feel that, bro. I feel
So, but you gotta turn it around, man. You gotta turn it around. We got the defense for
Quick
it.
question, no bias here. Who's the best team in the league right now?
It's hard to be biased,
Go
but
ahead and say
yeah, I mean,
it. I
you
know
go
you
ahead,
want
miss me.
to.
You talk. You let
I
me hear your
gotta
take.
say
First.
it.
I gotta
Go
say the
ahead
team
and
that played
say
tonight,
it.
man. Shout out IP. And you're welcome for Mike Vrabel. I gotta go with the Pats, man. I think the Pats are the best team in the league right now, on both sides of the ball. QB's playing like Drake May's playing like MVP, and that defense is nice, man. They're not no joke over there. They're doing what they're supposed to do. I gotta go
Yeah,
with the Pats,
no.
man. I gotta go with the Pats. Can't
Nah.
lie.
Yeah, man, that defense can back him up all the way, and Drake May is playing like MVP. So I agree. I think they are the best team in the league right now, for sure.
Think the best team in the league right now. I'm just not bought in on Drake May, man. I'm not gonna buy that yet. I'm gonna roll with Seattle.
That was up
You
there too,
know,
yeah.
Sam and company had they got something cooking over there in Seattle. And that defense ain't all that. You know, we're not talking about top five, we're not talking top three defense, but hey, they're doing enough to keep Sam in these games and they're blowing teams out, man. That offense is really, really good. So I think Seattle is one, and then I mean, I hate to say it, man. I mean, I know people are gonna disagree with this, but Broncos are right behind them. Best defense in the league, and all you need is that offense just to click. And we're fucking there, you know? Nothing's holding us back. Until we get beat, I mean, I'm not worried about it. You know what I mean? Until we
Man,
get beat.
you're winning. You're winning. I do like the Rams up there too. Rams are
I like the
that boy
Rams
Matt
too.
Stafford. That boy Matt Stafford playing his ass off over there.
I probably would. Seahawks are good for sure, but I probably would put the Rams above Seahawks.
Well, it's tough. Good
But
football. Teams are starting to separate ways. So there's a couple of four or five teams up there that are 8-2, 7-2,
yeah, man.
nine
Like
and
I said,
two.
man, Broncos really up there, man, for
Yeah,
sure. They really are.
they just gotta score the ball just like Tick.
Yes,
Oh, that's
sir.
it.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
Yes, sir.
But anyways, man. Just gotta cover MVPs real quick, man. Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani go back to back, Mike. Right or wrong, should they have won it? I mean, Shohei probably should have was 4-time MVP back to back to back. Of course he should have won it, right?
Yeah, no, honestly, I know I gave you shit
Unanimous.
about, yeah, unanimous. I know I gave you shit about, I mean, I think we need Shohei, bro. He can win them until he just decides, you know what, I want somebody else to win the MVP this year.
Low
That's
key.
really how long he can go in, honestly, as long as he stays healthy too. But no, I mean, and for the Yankee, for the, you know, the AL side, I know we gave you shit about, you know, Cal Raleigh, but that's no lie, man. Men lie, women lie, numbers don't. So, I mean, he's a dog, man. He's doing his thing. It's tough. He just needs a little help out there, man. Just needs a
Just
little
need a little
help.
help.
Just needs
Be
a little
fine.
help.
Be fine. Both deserve it. I mean, like you said, Shohei, he might be the greatest player of all time when all said and done.
I think
And then
so.
Aaron Judge, probably one of the best hitters of all time, all said and done. But I mean, these two guys deserved it. And a lot of people are mad at Cal should have won, but I mean, home runs, yeah, but that's all he had. Everything else was. It was shit. All his other numbers were shit, and I mean,
Yeah, no, yeah.
it is what it
Yeah,
is like
that, I mean,
that.
I think
So,
that's what everything was based on. He was a good catcher. I think, you know, him playing catcher and doing this stuff too is pretty tough, but, you know, putting up numbers, Aaron Judge, you know, pretty much wins every fucking game he
yeah,
if he hits, you
he
know.
could have almost if he didn't almost triple crown, honestly, low key. But I mean, shout
Yeah,
out
no.
Aaron Judge and the Yankees, shout out Shohei and the Dodgers, two of the best teams in the league. Damn, it's tough.
That's who I thought was gonna be the World Series. I thought it was gonna be a repeat,
It
Yankees
should have.
Dodgers.
It should have.
Yeah.
It should have. But man, moving on to Saturday night, man, we got another UFC 322. Mike Biggie had to step away a little bit. Two title fights, man. Madison Square Garden in New York. We got the champ Valentina Shevchenko facing Zhang Wei Li. She's moving up in weight for the flyweight title belt, man. Mike, this is gonna be a tough one. This is gonna be a dog fight. This could go all five rounds, if I'm being honest. Zhang Wei Li's dog moving up to Shevchenko's weight class, and she's to go in her weight class. What do you see going on here?
Oh man, I feel like, man, I feel like UFC ain't been on in a minute. I feel like we ain't watched UFC in so long. It's nice to get a
Yeah,
UFC, and it's nice to get a
that was
card
the
like
last
this.
fight. Heavyweights in the DQ.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah, early during lunchtime, got eye pokes and stuff, man. See, that's why. But not tough fight. Zhang Wei Li, she a dog. She really is. She you know, a GOAT status, but. Man, I gotta give me the, you know, the bullet. Just gotta stick with the champ for a reason. I feel like it's tough to go up weight class, go up, especially and like from where, you know, Zhang Wei Li's coming from. Valentina's running it, man, and I'm gonna roll with the one who's running it till she gives it up. I see her going out like that. She goes out when she wants to go out. You know, she ain't no goat like, you know, Amanda Nunes, but she's up right behind her. She's definitely right behind her. So give me the bullet, man. I think it does go. I can see it going the distance. I think they just feel each other out for the most part. But I think bullet gets it done. I think bullet gets it done.
No, I'm with you. I think she does too, but I think this is gonna be a war. I think these girls are gonna throw hands. Oh, Wei Li, dude, she got some hands too. And I don't know if the weight difference is gonna be much. I'm sure you're gonna be able to tell, but I think Wei Li, she's strong. No one could mess with her in the strawweight division. She was running that until she wanted to be a double champion and challenge Shevchenko. But I think you're right. I think Shevchenko's gonna pull it out. I think it's gonna be a brawl, low key, and they could go all five rounds. But Give me split decision, man. Svinchenko, low key.
Oh, split decision
Split
that becomes
decision. It's
tough.
gonna be a tough fight. Zhang Weili not going out like that because she a champ too. Like you said, she's ghost status almost there
She
too.
got status, man. She quick. She quick. She quick and small, man. She can use that size to her advantage. She really could.
Let me see. What's
But we'll
her
see.
what's her her the reach. Reach is tough. That's 5 inches in reach. That's tough. Yeah. I mean she's moving up 10 pounds. Like I said, it's kinda a
No,
lot for
yeah.
her to move up, so not too bad.
Yeah. No, she's just shorter. So I mean, of course, that length and that reach is gonna be there. Short odds, almost pick 'em. Could be a pick 'em come on fight night.
Look, it's pretty much a damn pick 'em. It's pretty much a damn pick 'em.
Yeah.
For sure. For sure. That's gonna be a fun one. Great card going up and down, but the main event, boys. So this is gonna be a great one. Roll to weight, title bout, man. Jack Della Maddalena facing Islam Makhachev, trying to be a double champ. We all know how great he is, man. Again, I think this is I don't know. I think this is gonna end early, low key. I don't know what the over-under in rounds is, but I think it could finish in the third round with Islam in the submission over Jack Della Maddalena. Early on, I think he controls the distance. Maddalena, he can throw his hands pretty well, but man, we all know how Makhachev suffers and just takes you down and controls you for 5 rounds. And I think he's gonna get tired and submit him in the third, fourth round, and this doesn't go to distance. And the double champ, the new double champ is crowned, and Makhachev and cements his legacy. And I don't know who can potentially beat this man. Maybe honestly, I don't even know, but give me Makhachev for the easy win here, Mike.
Yeah, man, honestly, I don't know who can beat him. You know, it's tough to say. You can try to say Ilya, but I don't know, bro. I don't know. That's like the only one that I can think could honestly compete and give have a shot. Madeline has a good shot. I mean, he's a dog. He's a dog. Came up the ranks quick, captured that belt quick. It's just tough that, you know, Makhachev just wants to come after him, of all people. Makhachev, he's just wrong place, wrong time. Like I think nobody can stop him. I think he loses when he wants to lose. He goes out on top like, you know, Khabib did. He's just one of those fighters. He's just one of those guys. And like you said, he's gonna suffocate you till you tap. And our submission is tough. I can definitely see that happening, which I mean I think it will. Madalena has a shot if he just sticks his ground, throws hands. That's I think that's the only shot he has. You gotta keep that distance. You gotta keep that distance. You don't
And
keep that distance, that's it.
I'm hoping, man. I'm hoping Jack Della got something for him because I want to see Islam fall, man. I'm ready for this thing to come to an
Tired of these
end.
Russians.
Yeah, man. I'm
Please.
ready. I'm ready for this thing to come to an end. So give me a. And Jack Della's a dog, bro. You know what I'm
He
saying?
is. He is.
He a champ
He
for a
is.
reason.
I mean, you look at his last fight, last three fights, Kevin Hovland, washed. Burns, he's on a downfall, and then Muhammad, that was just a
Muhammad was a
dominant
dog, bro.
fight.
Muhammad was coming off of a hot
Muhammad is
streak too.
nice. He's nice, but I mean, unanimous decision in five is tough.
Not it's not it's not selling. It's not selling.
Yeah, it
Yeah,
is.
so yeah, I understand that. Yeah, it's gonna be tough for Jack to hang in there with this guy, but I mean, like Mike said, if he can keep it close, his striking's gotta be on point. And if he wants to win this fight, man, I think he's gonna have to KO him. Gotta win it with his hands.
That's
He
the
has to.
only
Oh,
way. He
yeah.
has no choice but to win in those hands. I don't think Jack is a grappler like that, if I'm being totally honest. He does have hands. He can throw him a little bit. I give him that. If he can catch Islam, I don't know. I don't think Jack is scared. I don't think Jack is scared going into this fight, if I'm being totally honest.
Honestly, bro, has nothing to lose. Big
Nothing to
underdog.
lose because
Nah, nothing to lose.
everybody knows everyone's going for
You
Islam.
gotta defend your belt. You know what I mean? You're a champ. You gotta defend your belt. And hey, that's what comes with being champ. You gotta fight the best, man. You gotta fight the best. And Islam, right, he is the best right now.
Yep.
He's the heavy favorite at -285. Might have to put that in. Valentina and Islam. Little parlay there.
No, that's solid. That's
Solid,
solid.
solid, solid, but we'll
No,
see.
yeah,
It's gonna be exciting.
Makhachev by submission, man. I think Della would, you know, have a little fight on the ground, maybe defend a little bit, takes his time a little bit, but once it's done, it's done.
Yeah, like I said, I think that third, fourth round finish, it doesn't go five. There's gonna be too much. I don't know. I don't know how I see this fight playing out at the beginning, but like I said, that middle end rounds is gonna come down to the ground, suffocating, and Islam gets a submission for sure. So it's gonna be a fun one, man. UFC 322, Madison Square Garden in New York, New York, man, the greatest city ever. Shout out the Yankees, baby. Yeah. So it's gonna be a fun one. Gonna be at Big E's house. Got a Friendsgiving, watching UFC, college football all day long. Super excited, man. So,
Oh yeah, it's gonna be a great time. Probably
gonna be a great
be a
time.
great time.
Right
So,
after Biggie gets that bowl.
right after
hey
Biggie
man,
gets that Super Bowl,
shout out
man.
the Outlaws, man, the 6 Outlaws. We gotta go. We got our Super Bowl this weekend against the Hell Center Owls, undefeated Hell Center Owls. You know they've had our number all year, but if you're listening to any Hell Center fans, hey, sorry, you're going
Sorry.
down.
Ain't going down right now. It's gonna be a fun one. It's gonna be a fun one. But it's gonna be a good one. All day, be chilling. So with that being said, man, it's time for Betting with the Boys. College football Saturday. Mike, what have you got going on?
All right, man. Time to turn it around. My luck got to turn around. It's going to turn around this week. This is the time where I think these SEC teams that are at the top in the playoff, in the SEC championship, matchups, they handle business. So that's who I'm going to. It's two SEC teams. Give me Alabama -5.5 versus Oklahoma. I'm a fading money line material. I think Alabama just handles business at home and just moves on and, fights for that playoff spot, fights for the SEC championship because the SEC is tough. So you got to win these games, and this is one of those games that they do win. And that same thing can be said for my next pick, Ole Miss -13.5 versus Florida. You handle business at home. This is where you handle business and move on and get your name in the hat. And let's go try to get a SEC championship, get that first round bye. So give me Ole Miss -13.5 versus Florida Gators at home.
I love
Love
it. I love it, man. And for my picks, for my NCAA picks, we are going to be rolling with our first game of the morning, man. Saturday, 11 o'clock slate. We got South Carolina +20 points against Texas A&M. Texas A&M has been battling, man, and they've been covering their point spreads lately. And I think just here, coming off a big win against Missouri, a blowout win, I think. Going in, it's gonna be tough. They are at home, but I do think South Carolina makes this a game, and they make it uncomfortable for them. So I don't think that this thing's gonna be an absolute blowout, but I think they hang in there. So give me South Carolina +20 points. For my next pick, man, we're gonna be rolling with the Texas Longhorns against the Georgia Bulldogs. It is a tough, tough game. The playoffs have started for the Texas Longhorns a long time ago. They've lived up to it. They've won. They've won these big games. And here they are. They found themselves back in the top 10, fighting for a playoff spot. And I think the Texas Longhorns can get it done this weekend. I think they can absolutely win outright. So give me the Texas Longhorns +6 points. Art, we just need you to play clean. That defense is going to keep you in the game. Play clean. Get going. Hey, get the ball in your receiver's hands, in your playmaker's hands. Let's go turn this thing up. Those are my two picks for the NCAA slate.
Love it, love it, love it. For me, I'm going with the Big Ten here. Michigan Wolverines facing Northwestern's 11 o'clock in the morning. Good team. They still have a chance to possibly sneak into the Big Ten championship game with one loss in the Big Ten. They do have two losses overall, but give me Michigan, that run game that they have over their freshman quarterback going crazy out there, -11.5 versus Northwestern. And for my other pick, another 11 o'clock game, going with the basketball team, the UConn Huskies facing Air Force -7. UConn's been rolling all year. They're a sleeper team that I've been watching throughout the season, man. They're sneaky good, and I expect them to cover this -7 spread against the Air Force pretty easy. So give me UConn and Michigan for Saturday morning slate.
I'm gonna be adding one more pick to mine. I got the Arizona Wildcats going against the Cincinnati Bearcats. So Battle of the Cats. Give me Arizona Wildcats +6.5 points on the road. I just think Cincinnati is just kind of gonna trying to get by and trying to find ways to win and stay in this Big 12 championship talk. So give me Arizona to fight and put up a game. I think this is going to be a nail biter down to the wire, I think. Give me Arizona +6.5 points.
It's a tough one. Tough pick there. Tough pick there. It's gonna be a good one.
It'd be great.
It's a lot of weird line, a lot of weird game, a lot of weird matchups. So let's just get weird at 8:30 in the morning. Insane. Give me the Dolphins -2.5 versus the Commanders. I'm gonna ride this win from the Dolphins against Buffalo. That's a huge win. And the Commanders after last week, downhill. So we're just gonna ride this early game. The Commanders don't wanna be here. They don't wanna be here. The Dolphins do. Let's get a win. Let's go on vacation. Let's go explore the town. So give me the Dolphins -2.5. And for my next matchup, we're going to get ugly in Pittsburgh. Sorry, Aaron. I'm going to have to fade you this week. Give me the Cincinnati Bengals +5.5. Steelers just on a rough, you know, little past few games. And Cincinnati, you know, with Joe Burrow possibly coming back, still has a shot to make a little noise, maybe go in the right direction when Joe Burrow comes back. So give me them to at least keep it close, and give me the Cincinnati Bengals +5.5 versus the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Love it, love it, love it.
Love it, Mike's. Damn good picks right there. Here we go. For my NFL picks, let's get it. 12 o'clock game. We riding with my boy Miss Me and his Titans. Give me the Tennessee Titans +6 points against the Houston Texans. I think Cam Ward finds a way to win this thing outright. I think the Titans defense is good enough to make Davis Mills uncomfortable and make Davis Mills be Davis Mills. You know what I mean? Make those bad decisions, turn the ball over, put in Cam Ward's hands, and get a fucking win at home, Cam.
Please. It
would be huge for the
Please.
rookie. Would be huge for the rookie to get a win at home here. Give me Tennessee +6 points. My next pick, this one's ugly, man. I am not comfortable taking it, but what's fishy? When it's fishy, there's always a fishy outcome. So give me the Minnesota Vikings, JJ McCarthy, against the hot Bears right now. The Bears are hot. Caleb Williams is hot. They're feeling themselves. Give me the Minnesota Vikings -2 points against the Bears at home. I think JJ finds a way to win this game. And man, if they just put together a few wins over there in Minnesota, they're back in that race for that division. For my next pick, we're gonna be rolling with the Carolina Panthers against the Falcons. The Falcons have found ways to lose games over and over and over again. They cannot find ways to close the door on these close games. Here again, I think this is gonna be a very close game. Bryce Young finds a way to take this thing down to the wire. Rico Dowdle runs the ball all over Atlanta. Give me the Carolina Panthers +3.5 points. For my last pick, man. I gotta end it with the 8-2 squad, one of the best teams in the NFL. Give me the Denver Broncos at home against the Kansas City Chiefs in the biggest game of the season. A true test for these boys, a true test for these Broncos, for this Broncos team. Hey, and it's a new era over here in Denver. This is Sean Payton era. We have dominated the Chiefs since Sean Payton's come in. And we found ways to beat them. We snapped that streak a long time ago. And I think we just find a way to make Pat Mahomes uncomfortable, make him make bad decisions. I think we're going to get a few turnovers on him. But, man, you can't beat a team if you can't score on them. So, give me the Denver Broncos on the fucking money line. We don't even need the points. +175 on the money line. Let's ride.
Tough. Taking the whole slate here. We're picking the whole slate here.
My fault, man. My fault.
Hey, do what you do. Hope you hit every single one of them, man. For me, I'm riding with Big Mike here, 8:30 in the morning, Miami Dolphins. Tua Tagovailoa, man. The upset against the Bills. I think they just keep rolling over this Commanders and Marcus Mariota. Like you said, they don't even want to be playing anymore. They got the injury bug down there in Washington. So give me Miami at 8:30 in the morning. And taking it all the way to Sunday night at 7:30, man. Lions and Eagles. I am going to take the Detroit Lions. Jared Goff is going to put up points against this Eagles defense. And I think Jalen Hurts, you know, that offense isn't what it was last year. And they need to put up points to win this game versus the Lions. So I'm taking Jared Goff and the Lions to win this game +3 and sprinkle on the money line. So all the way from 8:30 morning to Sunday night at 7:30 is going to be a long one for me. But cash them, baby. Let's ride.
Man, y'all gonna make me get up to ride this squad ride with the Miami pick at 8 a.m.
Got to, man. Got to. It's early for a reason, man. It's
It's
early
gonna be
for
a
a
tough one
reason.
because we're gonna be lit on Saturday night, Friendsgiving at Big E's house. So it's gonna be a fun one, man. So
Yes,
might
sir.
not wake up for it, but I gotta put the ticket in.
Got the turkey soaking, got the ham prepped. We are ready for Friendsgiving over here at the Alcazar Casa.
It's gonna be a fun one, boys, man. Excited, can't wait to see you on Kickin' with y'all. Shout out everybody that always listens and supports, man. Anything y'all need, let us know. Y'all write our picks, let us know, man. Talk that talk, man. We up.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money.